Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, March 14, 2012. A child dies in Gaza of wounds he sustained earlier this week by an Israeli air raid, bringing the death toll to 26, while settlers' attacks reported in the West Bank. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Seven-year-old Baraka Al-Mughrabi died on Wednesday midday after succumbing to wounds he sustained during an Israeli air raid targeting Gaza City on Monday. His death brings the death toll due to Israeli military escalations targeting the coastal enclave since last Friday to 26. The latest round of escalations started after the Israeli army assassinated on Friday leader of the Armed Popular Resistance Committees in Gaza and his assistants. Palestinian sources announced today that among those 26 killed were 5 elderly men, 2 women and 5 children. 80 people in total were injured, some lies in critical conditions. Meanwhile, on Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, Israeli jet fighters violated the Egyptian-mediated truce and conducted air raids targeting a number of locations in Gaza City. One of the targeted buildings was a wood factory. The factory was totally destroyed. No injuries reported. Cairo announced on Tuesday that a ceasefire deal was reached between Israel and Palestinian groups in Gaza, ending 5 days of escalations in the coastal enclave. According to Cairo, Israel will stop attacks and extrajudicial assassinations, while Palestinian resistance will halt homemade shells fired from Gaza. Meanwhile, today, Israeli army officials dubbed the Egyptian-mediated truce fragile, adding that Palestinian groups may violate the truce deal. Yesterday, Palestinian groups announced that they will resume firing homemade Qassam shells into Israeli towns near Gaza if Israel does not keep its end of the deal. In the West Bank today, a group of Israeli settlers attacked a Palestinian man from the village of Ya'bud near the northern West Bank city of Jenin. Local sources said that Sulaiman Al-Kilani, 26, was driving his car towards Jenin when Israeli settlers forced him to stop at a checkpoint they installed at the main road. Al-Kilani then was beaten up by the settlers and was left on the street bleeding before he was moved to a hospital by a Palestinian ambulance. Medics took Al-Kilani to Rafidi Hospital in the nearby Nablus city for treatment. Doctors said that he sustained moderate wounds. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Wednesday, March 14th Daily News Roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. Join us again tomorrow for more news and updates. Visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by Hussam Kassis and me, Hassan Bannoura.